California ends Kamala Harris's truancy law punishing parents. California parents will no longer face arrest if their children miss school following Governor Gavin Newsom's October 1 decision to approve legislation repealing Kamala Harris's truancy law. The 2011 law that the former vice president sponsored when she served as the state's attorney general made it a misdemeanor for parents if their children were chronically truant by missing 10% or more of school days, starting in kindergarten. The law punished parents with a fine of up to $2,000 or 1 year in county jail. At the time, she said the bill was an effective strategy to reduce chronic elementary school truancy and a smart approach to crime prevention. This week, Newsom signed into law Assembly Bill 461 to end the criminalization of truancy for parents and remove the 2011 law from the state's penal code. Newsom did not explain why he signed AB 461 in his press release about legislation decisions on October 1. The bill, one of 105 bills signed into law that day, takes effect on January 1. The bill's author, Assemblyman Patrick Ahrens, a Silicon Valley Democrat, called the truancy law a failed policy. "Thank you to Governor Newsom for signing my bill to repeal this failed policy of criminalizing struggling California families for their children missing school," Ahrens said in a statement. "Fining or imprisoning parents did nothing to get kids the education and support they need." While California's truancy law remained on the books for more than a decade, school districts were becoming less likely to enforce the punitive measures against parents, according to EdSource, a nonprofit educational resource focused on the state's school systems. The first arrests under the law were of five parents in Orange County in 2011. The parents were handcuffed and taken to Orange County Jail before being released on their own recognizance for ignoring repeated requests to get their children to school. While parents have been arrested in California under the truancy law, it was unclear how many cases resulted in criminal charges. Most school districts instead went beyond the law to reach out to parents with emails, letters, and phone calls to resolve truancy problems, according to the California District Attorneys Association. The new law was sponsored by End Child Poverty California, Service Employees International Union California, and the Western Center on Law and Poverty. Several justice and parent organizations, including the California State Parent Teacher Association, also supported it. No parent wants their child to miss out on critical learning opportunities in school. Repeated unexcused absences are a sign families may be in need of support to secure a doctor's note or to address bullying at school, SEIU California stated. The Western Center on Law and Poverty also expressed gratitude for the change. "This outdated and ineffective strategy criminalizes families rather than offering support," the organization said in a statement. "This bill will assist families who may be facing challenges, such as fear of deportation, poverty, and mental health challenges." The Epoch Times reached out to Harris and received no response by publication time.